Fear Not, Follow God by Maria Fontaine.
Peter and I received emails from some of you, our dear family members, wondering why we didn't take a stance regarding COVID vaccines. We understand that you felt the need for more specific answers. One of you mentioned how David would have said that we should follow God, but at the same time he would have given us some clear counsel one way or the other. I agree. David probably would have tipped the scales in a certain direction. However, it has been over 25 years since David's passing, and at this stage in our lives and personal relationships with Jesus, I believe that God wants each person to pray and make decisions according to their own faith. Most members are mature Christians with decades of experience following God. The Lord has told us that there isn't a one-size-fits-all position for this topic. He has also made it clear that we shouldn't allow fear to be the determining factor in our lives and in the decisions we make. As David would often quote, "The safest place for a Christian is in the center of God's will." Whatever happens to us, whatever circumstances we are in, no matter how difficult or confusing they are, God can bring us through them as we look to Him for the answers. He may help us to work through the situation through whatever means He has already provided, or He may deliver us miraculously, or He may show us a different plan that will bring the victory in an unexpected way. There is a story in the Bible about David asking the Lord if he should go up directly against the army of their enemies. The Lord responded affirmatively, and they won the battle. Soon afterwards, an almost identical scenario came up with the same enemies. But in this case, when David prayed, the Lord told David to go around to another side of the army and wait for God's signal to attack from that other direction. The victory was won once again because David was willing to follow God and do the unexpected when God showed him to. The same principle of following God still applies today. God doesn't like to be put in a box, and He doesn't want us to be put in a box either. He may surprise us with a plan of action that is different than we expected. There is one thing that we can always be sure of, and that we can tell you without hesitation. God always has an answer for you, and that answer is to follow Him. Another thing we can tell you with certainty is that He can always bring good out of every situation as we place our trust in what He shows us to do. God works with each person or couple or family in a unique way, and there's no way that Peter or I can tell you what decisions to make. You each have unique situations that will influence your decisions. Can you trust Jesus that, as you follow Him, whatever God allows in your life is going to work together for your good? Can you trust Him? It's sometimes not easy to follow God, but it is important that we keep growing in this area so that we will be prepared to make the best choices in even bigger challenges that may come. As a child of God, your life is in His hands, and you have free will to make your own choices. As Romans 14:8 says, "If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord." When you feel unsure about what to do or what option to choose, turn your attention to Jesus and seek His counsel for you. Then follow Him. This applies to every aspect of our lives. We need to put into practice all that we have been taught for many years. Our legacy is a strong walk of faith in Jesus, so we know that He will give each of us the answers we need. If you are struggling with fear, work that out with the Lord and tell Him that you know He can help you to overcome your fear. Fear is not of God and should not be the basis of our decisions. We are praying for you as you make decisions for yourself and your family. It's often not easy because every decision has pros and cons. Jesus will place that quiet conviction in your heart that isn't affected by all the contradictory voices and confusion of opinions. You can carry with you the promise that, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him." We can trust that God is going to keep us and further our witness as we follow what He shows us to do.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. visit us at www.thefamily.org.